Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Parliamentary committee criticizes Meta over removal of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's video from Facebook. Seeks apology from CEO Mark Zuckerberg. India and Uzbekistan agree to expand strategic partnership in critical minerals and mining. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar also appreciates Tashkent's firm stand against terrorism. Second BRICS Anti-Corruption Working Group meeting to begin in Hyderabad today. US President Donald Trump warns Iran of last chance to reach an agreement with Washington. Tehran denies reports of negotiations. And Indian shuttlers to begin their campaign at Korea Masters 2026 badminton tournament today. And now the news in detail. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Communication and Information Technology met Meta officials in New Delhi regarding the temporary removal of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's video from Facebook. BJP MP and chairperson of the committee, Nishikant Dubey, criticized Meta India for removing the social media post of the Prime Minister. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Dubey said that the committee has demanded Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize for this, and if he does not do so, then the safe harbor protection under Section 79 should be withdrawn from him.
ये माफी नामा जकरबर्ग के तरफ से आना चाहिए और ये जकरबर्ग नहीं देते हैं तो जो सेफ हार्बर का जो प्रोटेक्शन है उनको सेक्शन 79 में वो सेफ हार्बर का प्रोटेक्शन उनसे वापस लेना चाहिए.
The BJP MP also accused Meta, YouTube and X of failing to adequately address issues related to their algorithms and content moderation. He alleged that the platforms had not acted effectively against child sexual abuse material and content affecting women, despite India's strict legal framework. India and Uzbekistan have agreed to expand their strategic partnership by strengthening cooperation in critical minerals, mining, trade, energy, infrastructure, defense and education during high-level talks held in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions took place during the four-day official visit of Uzbekistan's Foreign Minister, Bakhtiyar Saidov, who met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. We have a report.
Welcoming the visiting delegation, Dr. Jayashankar described Uzbekistan as an important part of India's extended neighborhood and highlighted the long-standing historical, cultural and civilizational ties between the two countries. The External Affairs Minister said both countries are now looking to broaden cooperation into the mining sector, particularly critical minerals and rare earth resources. Referring to bilateral trade of nearly $1 billion, he expressed confidence that economic exchanges would increase significantly in the coming years. Dr. Jayashankar said the two sides conducted a comprehensive review of their strategic partnership with particular focus on energy, infrastructure, trade, defense, education and culture. They also discussed regional developments and explored ways to strengthen cooperation in multilateral forums. On foreign policy issues, Dr. Jayashankar noted that India and Uzbekistan share similar perspectives on terrorism, extremism and drug trafficking. He appreciated Uzbekistan's firm stand against terrorism, stating that both countries have consistently maintained a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism, including cross-border terrorism and terror sanctuaries.
Deeply appreciate that the government and people of Uzbekistan have taken a strong stand on combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. You have your own challenges and your own experiences, but we know that both of us have shown zero tolerance towards sanctuaries and towards cross-border.
The minister also thanked Uzbekistan for supporting India's initiatives during its BRICS presidency in 2026 and conveyed New Delhi's support for Uzbekistan's candidature to chair the non-aligned movement for the 2027-29 period. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Earlier in the day, Saidov called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the meeting, President Murmu underscored the deep historical links between the two nations and stressed that the current visit offers an opportunity to identify new areas of cooperation and further strengthen bilateral ties. She added that over 16,000 Indian students are currently pursuing higher education in Uzbekistan. The second meeting of the BRICS Anti-Corruption Working Group and the BRICS Expert Network on Asset Recovery will begin in Hyderabad, Telangana today. Secretary of Department of Personnel and Training, Rachna Shah, will inaugurate the meeting. This meeting builds upon the outcomes of the first BRICS Anti-Corruption Working Group meeting held virtually in June. More from our correspondent.
The two-day meeting is being organized in line with the theme of India's BRICS presidency, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The event is expected to witness participation from BRICS member countries along with senior policymakers, experts, practitioners and representatives of anti-corruption and law enforcement agencies. During the meeting, BRICS members will deliberate on strengthening international cooperation for asset recovery, combating cross-border corruption, enhancing transparency and accountability in governance. With Rishu Jaiswal, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran has been given a last chance to reach an agreement with Washington, claiming that a planned military strike was paused after Iran and several Gulf countries urged diplomacy. Speaking at the Oval, Trump said the U.S. was prepared to launch a major attack on Iran, but delayed the action after receiving calls from Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, and Iran to continue discussions.
We're going to hit them very hard yesterday, harder than any attack, I think I can say, General, from a point of knowledge, any attack since World War II. That's pretty big. And we were set to go, and they called. And in addition, Saudi Arabia called, and UAE called, Qatar called, got calls from numerous people.
However, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson, Ismail Baghaei, denied reports of direct or indirect negotiations with the U.S., saying Tehran was not holding talks with Washington. He also said a recent Iran-Oman maritime arrangement was only a technical step for safer ship movement and did not mean the Strait of Hormuz had been reopened. In Ethiopia, a landslide caused by heavy rainfall in the Amhara region killed 14 people and injured 7 others. Several others are still missing as rescue teams continue searching. According to local administration's communications office, a team of experts from the local disaster prevention office has been deployed to assist search and rescue operations. The Russian embassy in Rome has blamed Ukraine for a deadly weekend bombing at a Moscow restaurant, describing it as an attempt to intimidate the Italian community in Russia. The embassy said the Saturday night attack on the restaurant killed 5 people and injured 19. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin yesterday described the bombing as a brutal terrorist act. There was no immediate comment from Ukrainian authorities. On to sports. India's badminton stars will begin their campaign today at the Korea Masters 2026, a BWF Super 300 tournament beginning today and in South Korea. The tournament will run until the 9th of this month. All eyes will be on 17-year-old Tanvi Sharma, who enters the tournament after winning her first BWF World Tour title at the Taipei Open. In the men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth returns fully fit after finishing runner-up at the US Open. Young cyclist Harshita Jhakar rode into history books by becoming the first Indian woman to be a part of the Tour de France Femme in Switzerland. The 19-year-old led a pack of 8 talented cyclists from Afghanistan, Algeria, Chile, Ethiopia with 2 riders, Namibia and Uganda, during the ceremonial start at Stage 2 of the grueling race yesterday. The event started on the 1st of this month in Lausanne and will end on 9th of August in Nice. The team, handpicked by UCI, cycled 4.5 kilometers on a neutralized section of the course along with some riders from WCC Road Team. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Parliamentary committee criticizes Meta over removal of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's video from Facebook, seeks apology from CEO Mark Zuckerberg. India and Uzbekistan agree to expand strategic partnership in critical minerals and mining. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also appreciates Tashkent's firm stand against terrorism. Second BRICS anti-corruption working group meeting to begin in Hyderabad today. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Iran of last chance to reach an agreement with Washington. Tehran denies reports of negotiations. And in sports, Indian shuttlers to begin their campaign at Korea Masters 2026 badminton tournament today. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.